Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. Royals drop game 2 in Toronto. Blue Jays 4. Good guys, half that. Royals record falls back below 500, but maybe I'm off on this, but I think that the positivity from the past week is keeping spirits up, right? I can't imagine too many people hanging your head after this one today, but hey, whether you're hanging your head or not, let's discuss it. The phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Honestly, I thought it was a terrific baseball game. Not thoroughly enjoyable, and not only because the Royals didn't come out on top. There were some frustrating moments on both sides this afternoon. But I think it was a classic, just a classic baseball game. I hesitate to say a classic baseball game between two good teams, but you know what? Yeah, let's say that. It's a classic baseball game between two good teams. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's always going to come down to execution. That's always the bottom line come October, is what team makes the routine plays defensively, takes the extra 90 feet on the base paths, and when given an opportunity to score, who's able to manufacture those runs? Who's able to do the little things that good teams do? Now, the Royals did those things today, but just not as well as the Toronto Blue Jays. So, phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Royals are doubled up in Toronto, and this series is now evened up at a game apiece. Blue Jays 4, Royals 2. To me, it all comes back to execution. Right, the Royals offensively today had a man in scoring position with less than two outs three times. Three separate innings. They had a man in scoring position with less than two outs, and they scored that man in only one of those three innings. Now, on the flip side, the Toronto Blue Jays had a man in scoring position with less than two outs on two occasions, and they scored them both times. They executed both times. Now, they were helped in their ability to execute because of walks and hit batsmen, courtesy of Noah Cameron and Steven Cruz. So I'm not putting this all on the offense. I'm certainly not going to put this all on Noah Cameron or all on Steven Cruz. No, it's a team loss, but not a, in my opinion, not a loss that has me walking away from this one today thinking less of this Royals ball club. How about you? 913-586-7965. They executed offensively. They executed on the mound at a better rate than the Royals did today. And that's maybe always obvious when you look at the final score. And yeah, the Royals go 0-for-5 today with runners in scoring position. Listen, if you've been hiding in the weeds over the past week and a half, if you and the other Royals haters have been lying in wait, ready to pounce the second an offer shows up, right? An offer with runners in scoring position. Royals today 0-for-5. Bobby 0-for-2. Bob had some big spots today. But yeah, okay. If you want to doubt this team, yeah, it looks like today because that's what the offense looked like at times, more times than not over the course of the first 3 months. But yeah, like I mentioned, to me, the way that this team has played, fought, dealt at the deadline, I think it has earned a, maybe not a pass, but a turning of the page, however begrudgingly you need to turn that page. It might not be easy to do when you're down to your final 51 games of the season. I understand that, and you're now 4 games back of that final wild card spot in the American League. I understand. It's getting late. But whether you want to or not, I think the right move is to turn the page, because there was still, as there always is, there were still plenty of positives. I still view Noah Cameron's performance as a positive. 6 1/3 innings, 4 runs on 6 hits. That 4th run comes into score after he exits the game. I was impressed with Cameron both on the hill and him fielding his position. Made a pair of outstanding plays, especially for a rookie pitching in front of nearly 42,000. The hottest offense in the American League, the arguably the best team in the American League. I thought Noah Cameron's composure was once again on display this afternoon. How can you not be pleased with what Kyle Isbell brought, both offensively and defensively? Izzy with a pair of doubles, lays down a sacrifice bunt to drive in the second run of the game. As again, like I mentioned, they did execute. You know, this wasn't, in my opinion, this wasn't April, this wasn't May, this wasn't June. This wasn't the Royals offense that looked lifeless, hopeless, punchless. Now, you saw the punch from Salvi as he connects on his 20th home run of the season. And then in the very next inning, 7th inning, Adam Frazier with a leadoff double. Royals cash it in. They execute there in the 7th, but they sadly were unable to execute in the 3rd, unable to execute in the 5th. And it hurts maybe a little bit more because of the guys that were unable to come through, right? It was the top of the lineup. It's Bobby and Vinny in the 3rd. It's Nick Lofton and Bobby Witt Jr. in the 5th inning. Nick Lofton in the game, of course, because Jonathan India left after wearing a 95-mile-per-hour fastball on the forearm. So Jonathan India hit by a pitch for the 9th time this season. That is obviously the most on the team. But Jonathan India leaves the game. Steven Cruz leaves the game. India took that 95-mile-per-hour heater off his left wrist and forearm. Steven Cruz left the game because of right shoulder discomfort. All right, phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Let's start off in Lenexa. Ryan, you're going to hit leadoff as the boys fall in Toronto by a final score of 4-2. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? First-time caller.
Hey, good to have you. I appreciate you lobbing me a phone call.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I got to put this game today on Bobby, man. He's making all that money, and you can't get a hit with runner in scoring position. It's just unacceptable, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the phone call, Ryan. Bobby with those two opportunities. His first comes in the third inning with runners on the corners and one out. And he was swinging through a slider. Goes down on three pitches. Max Scherzer really had his way with Bobby today. Bob goes 0 for 4, but again, Vinny, Mikel, Mike Yastrzemski, all of them taking the collar today. Yastrzemski 0 for 4 with a trio of punch-outs. Yeah, disappointing day for Bob, no doubt about it, but again, that's why, in my opinion, today's one of those days, even if you have to do it begrudgingly, you need to turn the page. 913-586-7965. Bobby Witt Jr. this season with runners in scoring position is hitting better than .325. So he's been outstanding with an OPS north of 900. Bob's been terrific in those spots, and that's why it's so very magnified. That's why it jumps off the game notes after this one, because he's been so very good, so very clutch. When he doesn't come through, you're all kind of stunned, right? Bobby comes through in the fashion that he has so often. We're probably still playing baseball right now. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's head down to Tampa. Talk with Christian. You're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals fall back below 500. Christian, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, you know, today was disappointing, but there's some. You know, listen, when your key hitters, Witt, Bestantino, and Garcia are 0 for 12, it's going to be tough to beat the best team and currently the best team in the AL. I think they may be tied or just one game ahead of Detroit, right? That's a tough team. You're on the road. You've got new players on your team. You know, there's going to take a little time to gel. I thought Noah Cameron did a great job battling after, you know, the one little rough inning. His pitches weren't really, you know, he didn't really throw any bad pitches. He just, you know, they got some bats on the ball. He battled back. And, you know, when you're playing the best team in the league in their home stadium with Max Scherzer on the mound, you know, you can't have your best hitters go 0 for 12. And when they do, it's going to be tough to win. But we got Lugo tomorrow. Oh, and I wanted to mention that we saw Noah Cameron's debut here in Tampa. I took my daughters to see that. Met his lovely family, and he signed autographs for my daughters and their friends after the game. Great guy.
Yeah, no question about it. Christian, nice to hear from you. That doesn't surprise me in the least. Noah Cameron is – I mean, you heard him. Maybe you heard the conversation he had earlier today on the pregame show with Sean Mernon. He's just sure, a hard-nosed, fiery competitor, but just a polite Missourian, right? Just a classic 25-year-old salt-of-the-earth, red-blooded American. Noah Cameron today, again, takes the loss. He's now 5-5 on the season, but has no reason to hang his head, even if you dive into that three-run third inning, and we'll get to it. But again, it was, like you mentioned, Christian, it's the best team in the American League, right? First place in the American League East, trying to hold off the Red Sox and the Yankees. Doing so with quite a few big names on the injured list. But you don't become a first place team without doing the little things, right? Without being a pretty good defensive ball club. Okay, maybe they don't run the bases the best, but the offense, the bullpen is strong. Hey, you saw the 41-year-old future Hall of Famer Max Scherzer still has it. Scherzer spins six innings of one-run ball. Doesn't walk a batter. Scherzer punches out five. But yeah, in that three-run third inning, which ultimately turned out to be the difference for Toronto, it's a high level of execution for the Blue Jays and poor execution by Noah Cameron. But it's three runs,
right? And he's still able to give you 6 1/3 innings, pitches into the seventh inning. And if, you know, Steven Cruz can make a pitch, who knows what that final line looks like for Noah Cameron, maybe turning in his 10th quality start of the season. Cameron today, his 15th big league start. He's averaging almost 6 innings every time he takes the ball, and his ERA is now 2.68. That's the lowest in Royals franchise history for a player's first 15 big league starts. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Royals fall in Game 2 in Toronto, and like Christian mentioned, it's Seth Lugo on the hill tomorrow facing another difficult righty, Chris Bassitt. 12:37 is the first pitch. 12:37 in the afternoon, I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, so back in the day when batting average was everything and you had to have a guy who could bunt in the two spots, okay, maybe back then you weren't focused on eating healthy, but 2025, we just know too much, right? You need to start eating better. And the grocery store, by the way, is not the answer. Now, up to 70% of the food at grocery stores is not healthy. Now, it's filled with additives and coloring and chemicals. It's ultra-processed, man, just... Now, if you really want to eat healthy, do what my wife and I did. Become a Guaranteed Foods customer because 100% of their all-natural products are totally additive-free, man. It's as healthy as you're going to find. It's loaded with nutrition. You save a lot of money because it's all portion packaged, so there's no waste. And then save a lot of time because it's all delivered by appointment directly to your shelves. Man, it's even better than it sounds. Find out for yourself, and if you would, tell them Vern mentioned it.
888-5000 Guaranteed Foods or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Here's the 0-1. Salvi hits it high in the air, deep to left field. Loper Fido looks and gone. A 3-1 game. Salvador Perez goes deep. That is number 20 on this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Season.
Royals finally get to Max Scherzer there with two outs in the sixth inning. Salvi takes an 0-1 curveball that he recognized right out of the hands of Max Scherzer, and he lifts it 387 over the wall in left field, his 20th of the year. A franchise record ninth season with at least 20 home runs. That's without question enough reason to give Salvi today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Salvi's 293rd career home run, number 293. He's now just 24 away from matching George Brett's franchise record and 18 away from Pudge Rodriguez and seventh most homers in baseball history by a catcher. Salvi stays red hot. He's batting .337 since the start of July. That's 26 games, 23 RBIs, and 18 extra base hits. Salvi, one of two Royals to pick up multiple hits today. Both he and Kyle Isbell picking up a pair of knocks, but the Royals fall short as they're doubled up in Toronto, 4-2, the final score. Yeah, right after that, Salvador Perez home run in the top of the sixth, they would score again in the top of the seventh to cut the deficit to one. Unfortunately, Noah Cameron comes back out in the seventh inning, and the leadoff hitter, Ali Sanchez, battles Cameron for eight pitches. Now, keep in mind, Noah's only at 85 pitches at this point, and I see on the text line someone disagreed with the decision to bring Noah back out for the seventh. Again, he's at 85 pitches. The 8-9 hitters are due up. The 8 hitter wasn't even in the starting lineup, the aforementioned Ali Sanchez. Wasn't even in the starting lineup. He comes in as a defensive replacement as the Toronto catcher leaves with what can only be assumed as a concussion. So Sanchez comes in, and when he faced Cameron earlier in the game, he popped up to Bobby on the infield. So, of course, I'm going to let Noah Cameron face him. 85 pitches. So he does. He brings him back out in the seventh, and it's an 8-pitch battle between Cameron and Sanchez, and on that eighth pitch, Cameron leaves a cutter up in the zone, and it's smashed into left field for a leadoff single. But then Noah Cameron almost gets out of it. Joey Loperfido lays down a terrible bunt. It goes right back to Cameron on the mound. He turns to second base and throws a seed to Bobby, but they're unable to complete the 1-6-3 double play. So Loperfido replaces Sanchez at first base. So man on with one out. And that's it for Cameron. Now, instead of allowing him to face the leadoff man, the leadoff hitter for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dallas Schneider, instead of allowing Schneider to get a fourth look at Cameron, Matt Quatrero goes to the bullpen and brings in the hard-throwing right-hander Steven Cruz, who nibbles to the pinch hitter Nathan Lukes and walks him on five pitches. So now it's first and second with one out, and Ernie Clement steps to the dish. He sees Cruz up, which you have to think is the approach with a guy that throws triple digits. See him up in the zone and try to make a good swing. He sees Cruz up. It's an 0-1 slider up in the zone, up and in. And Ernie Clement pulls it into left field. Lo Perfido comes around to score. And that two-run lead for Toronto has returned. And that's our final score. Toronto 4, Royals 2. Royals go down in order in both the 8th and the 9th inning. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. I'm curious if the positivity that has really permeated throughout Royals Nation over the course of the past week and a half, I'm wondering if that's allowing you to turn the page a little bit easier after this one. Let's go to Kevin in Raytown. Kevin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, how's it going, buddy?
All right, how are you?
Doing pretty good. I am positive. I'm with you on that. Do you feel like if Cole Reagans was healthy, we'd be a playoff team? Or do you just think the offense was so porous, maybe even before the All-Star break, that it wouldn't matter anyway?
I think if Cole Reagans were healthy, they would be, you know, instead of one game below 500, maybe one game above 500.
I'm kind of with you on that. I think it'd be pretty similar. And I guess next year, looking in, like with Reagans and now that we signed Lugo, do you think Bubich is on the trade block come trade deadline?
Well, you just come the off season. I think he could be, but the issue there is, can he prove that he's healthy? And if he can't do that, then yeah, I would think next year at the deadline you're looking to move Bubich, unless you're going to sign him to an extension, and you would think that's going to happen this offseason. But how does that happen this offseason if you're not guaranteed that he is that rotator cuff is healthy? So yeah, I think you ride it out, hope that he could do something next year, and flip him at the deadline.
Yeah. I 100% agree. What do you think, we'd get a bat for him, or where do you think we'd go?
Well, that depends on how he performs. You know, if he stinks next year, if that shoulder never recovers, you're not going to get anything for him.
I gotcha. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, bud. Thank you. Terry from Green Bay is on the text line. Says, Vern, no positivity here. Boys have 51 games remaining, and there's still no consistency with this team. I can't fight you on that, Terry. Royals scored 9 runs last night, right? I only bring this up because on last night's postgame show, and maybe it was Terry. Terry, I'm sorry if it was, and I'm forgetting that fact, but someone on the postgame show brought up last night that, Vern, I'm really excited about this win, right? The 9-3 win in game 1 last night in Toronto. Said, Vern, I'm really excited about the win, but I am fighting the urge to be nervous about tomorrow's game because it seems as if this Royals offense has a difficult time following up big nights with solid days. So, yeah, and today the Royals scored 2 runs. So I looked it up. The Royals have scored 9-plus runs 10 times this season, last night being the 10th. In the games following those 10, where they've scored at least 9 runs, they're averaging fewer than 2 runs a game. Does that all make sense? So the day after scoring, or the game after scoring 9 or more runs, on average they're scoring less than 2 runs, which speaks to Terry's concern about this offense's inconsistency. Royals lose 4-2. Series is knotted up at a game apiece, and they do turn to Seth Lugo. Again, it is a great feeling when you take the opener knowing that Noah Cameron's going in game 2 and Seth Lugo in the finale. Now, it'd be thoroughly disappointing if the Royals are unable to grab tomorrow's finale. You take the opener on the road in the fashion that you did yesterday. No, everyone's expecting a series victory. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's the Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. So I explained the Noah Cameron third inning and just how well that Jays ball club was able to execute. I want to dive into it a little bit deeper as Noah Cameron, by the way, 6 1/3 innings, pushes his season total north of 87 innings for the rookie. Again, that's almost 6 innings every time he takes the ball. But that innings total is 7th most in baseball among major league rookies. And Cameron's the only one of the 7 with an ERA below 3.5. As a matter of fact, his ERA is well below 3.5. It's a mark of 2.68. So we talk about execution, right? The Royals' inability to execute and the Jays winning the game by executing. So it's the third inning. No score. Shoot, at this point, Noah Cameron hasn't even given up a hit. Miles Straw steps to the dish to lead off that third inning. The 7 hitter in this Blue Jays lineup, a speed threat, and he does what he should do. He sees the defense, understandably, playing back. It shifted somewhat for the right-handed hitter. So you have Jonathan India shaded somewhat towards the second base bag, and Vinny's off first base somewhat. You have a lefty on the hill in Noah Cameron, where when a lefty throws, he's going to fall off towards the third base side. So Miles Straw lays down a perfect push bunt towards the second baseman, and by the time India tries to barehand it, he has no chance. So it's a leadoff push bunt to break up the no-hitter and to get Noah Cameron's feet moving a little bit. Nice job by the Blue Jays. That's quality execution. Noah Cameron then hits Tyler Heineman with a cutter up and in. So now it's 2 on and nobody out. Jays have to capitalize. Right, we talked about their ability to capitalize in the 7th inning when they made a 1-run lead, a 2-run lead. But this 3rd inning, case can be made, is the game right here, right? 3 runs turns out to be the difference in this game. And keep in mind, top half of the 3rd inning, Kyle Isbell hit a 1-out double. Jonathan India was then hit by a pitch. Izzy steals 3rd, and the Royals had 1st and 3rd with only 1 out. Bobby Witt Jr. went down swinging on 3 pitches, and Vinny Pasquantino flew out to right. So the Royals had a golden opportunity in the top of the 3rd. They are unable to cash it in. Bottom of the 3rd, when it's 2 on and nobody out, you know that the Blue Jays are going to cash in, even if you love Noah Cameron. And I love Noah Cameron. But we've all watched way too much baseball. When a team is gift-wrapped or aided in scoring a run, like it appeared the Royals were going to be once Jonathan India wore that 95-mile-per-hour fastball in its 1st and 3rd with 1 out, Bobby due up, you know the Royals are scoring. So when they don't, and the Blue Jays have a chance in the bottom of the 3rd, boy, you feel real confident that they are going to score. So man on 1st, man on 2nd, nobody out in the bottom of the 3rd, and Joey Loperfido lays down a great sacrifice bunt. A nice defensive play by Noah Cameron to field it. He looked to 3rd. No one was covering because Mike Kell charged on the bunt as well. But there's no panic with Noah Cameron. He collects himself and makes a throw to 1st. Nice pick on the throw in the dirt. Nice pick over there at 1st by Jonathan India. So the sacrifice works. It's 2nd and 3rd with 1 down, and that brings the leadoff hitter, Davis Schneider, to the dish. He has an 8-pitch battle with Noah Cameron, and on the 8th pitch, Cameron leaves a curveball in the middle of the dish. And Schneider's able to drop it into shallow right center field. 2 runs come in to score. He moves up to 2nd base as John Rave boots it. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 2 batters later, would earn a full count walk. And then Bo Bichette, with 2 on and 2 outs, he blasts an 0-1 cutter from Cameron that's left in the middle of the plate. Now, not blast as far as he's swinging for the fences. He blasted it by putting just a pretty swing on it, thinking up the middle, hit it back to the pitcher, just like the old man taught you. Now, Bo Bichette thinking middle opposite field, and he shoots it through the right side. Third run comes in to score. Great execution by the Blue Jays, right? Some shoddy execution by Noah Cameron on the dish as he hits Heinemann. Walks Vladimir Guerrero Jr. So again, you, in my opinion, you can't lay it all at the feet of the Royals and say you lost this game. You have to give Toronto some credit for executing. But you don't want to give them too much credit because you don't want to let the Royals off the hook. Royals had a chance there in the top of the third. Again, in the top of the fifth is Kyle Isbell with a one-out double again. Nick Lofton and Bobby Witt Jr. unable to drive him home. So the Blue Jays, coupled with some poor execution from Royals pitching, the Blue Jays' offensive execution leads to three runs in the third, one run in the seventh, and that's enough for them to take game two of this three-game series. I want to hear what Noah Cameron had to say after the game. He's speaking with MLB.com's Annie Rogers, and this audio is courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
It was good. I think I threw the ball well. Obviously, some unlucky stuff. Really good defense behind me today. It's not a big swing and miss day. Just kind of let him put the ball in play. And defense, you know, is making really good plays. But obviously, you know, not super happy with it. Just obviously the outcome. You know, just some singles probably and some bad spots. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
You know, I threw a lot of waste pitches, I thought, today. So just got to get better, learn from it, and on to the next one.
What goes into that longer third inning for you, and how do you, you know, kind of bear down, not only to get out of it, but then put together, you know, a good rest of the outing?
Yeah, you know, I thought we continued doing the same thing kind of the rest of the day. You know, obviously a bloop single, just not in the right time there with bases on or guys on base. But yeah, I mean, I thought we just continued to attack. I thought kind of after that inning we bared down, started getting in some good counts, started getting ahead of hitters, and kind of struggled doing that the beginning, you know, the first three innings. So yeah, just continue to attack the zone and get some guys out early, and thankfully kind of limited pitching out there to get deep in the game.
This is a pretty dangerous lineup. I wonder how you navigate them, and especially when they're getting those singles, getting on base, you know, trying to make sure you don't give up some damage.
Yeah, obviously just game planning really well against them. I thought we kind of did a pretty good job just staying away from kind of their damage zones, kind of their damage pitches. You know, we just kind of threw a lot of cutters today. Cutter was a pretty good pitch to this lineup, and the changeup wasn't there today really. So gotta get better with that. But just spun it really well, and just kind of stayed away from barrels. That's all you can ask for.
What made the cutter good against this lineup specifically, and then just, you know, being able to use it up?
Yeah, they actually kind of do damage on it, just kind of over the plate. But thankfully, did a really good job just staying in on guys, just not letting people get their hands extended today. And, you know, Vlad is a big pitch to him. Made some good pitches with it, which we expect to do, obviously. So, I don't know, just continue to attack the zone and just keep guys off balance was good today.
Mean anything to you to be able to face Max Scherzer on the other side?
Yeah, for sure. It was fun to watch him. Obviously, he had a good day today, and he's a legend. You know, he's a Hall of Famer, so it's fun to watch those guys.
Yeah, Max Scherzer, currently 11th all-time in baseball history on the strikeout leaderboard. Noah Cameron, only one punch out today. One walk, one strikeout, four runs in six innings of work. If you were listening earlier today to the On Deck show, you have to assume it's a big deal for Noah Cameron to go opposite Max Scherzer. Cameron was 5 years old when the Diamondbacks drafted Scherzer out of the University of Missouri. He was 14 when Scherzer won his first of three Cy Young Awards. He was in college when Scherzer won the title with the Nationals, and in the minor leagues when Scherzer won the world title with the Texas Rangers. So his entire life of loving baseball is knowing Max Scherzer's a big leaguer, and now to share the field with him, to share the mound with him, has to be cool. Cameron unfortunately takes the loss. Again, he's now 5-5 on the season. Thanks to FanDuel Sports Network for the audio. Let's go to Jack in KCK. Jack, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to know your thoughts on the Royals hitting coach having no major league experience except as a pitcher. I find that curious. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what it makes me think of, Jack? I appreciate the phone call. It makes me think of when I worked in Milwaukee. Not only did I cover the Brewers, but I also covered the Green Bay Packers. And had the chance to work with Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, the former safety, the Super Bowl champion safety for the Packers. And I remember him talking about quarterbacks. Now, he was always a safety in the NFL, always in the defensive secondary. But he would say, nobody knows quarterbacks better than me. That's all I do is study quarterbacks. I remember talking with former Packers running back Edgar Bennett, the way that he could break down a linebacking core, talk about how he could coach the defensive line if needed. No one works harder breaking down the enemy, breaking down a hitter, than pitchers, and vice versa. So that's what I think of it. It always reminds me of Leroy Butler and that story of, because I remember asking him a similar question, because he wanted to be like an offensive, you know, strategist, assistant. He was thinking about, you know, do I get into coaching? And I assumed that he would want to be a safeties coach. And he says, no, man, I want to be on the action. I want to be on the offensive side of things. I think I know more about offense than I do defense. So that's what I think. That's what I always go back to. Royals offense coming into the day, top 10 in baseball since the All-Star game. Top 10 OPS, top 5 in runs per game. And they were hitting almost .330 with runners in scoring position since the All-Star break. Now, obviously, that did not happen today, and it did not happen much of the first half of the season. But we'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm going to see what happens tomorrow before I get too down on anybody. You got Seth Lugo on the hill. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, and Michael set to be in the lineup. Now, I'm going to try and maintain some positivity because Lord knows I've been negative enough this season. If this team's going to give me the opportunity to be in a good mood, to be optimistic, man, I'm going to take it. I appreciate the phone call, Jack. It opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. They're back below .500. The record is now 55-56. Taking a look at the standings in the wild card race, the Royals sitting as we speak, 4 games back of that final wild card spot with 3 teams to jump. Seattle, Texas, and the Cleveland Guardians. Game 3 comes your way Sunday afternoon, 12:37 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. We'll take our final quick timeout, get back to your phone calls, and take a dive into the text line after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
In addition to the healthy, all-natural food, you know what else I love about Guaranteed Foods is that we don't have to do all the work ourselves. Talking about my wife and I, we don't have to push a shopping cart with the wobbly wheels, you know, trying to find what we want from that picked over selection. And then you got to scan your food and check out your own stuff because apparently now I work at the grocery. Wait, why am I doing everything at the grocery store? And now I got to lug it out to the hot car? Now, now with Guaranteed Foods, a professional menu consultant, Jennifer in our case, helps us customize selections and can help you customize selections for your specific needs, whether, you know, diet, lifestyle, budget, whatever we're talking. And then a skilled delivery specialist delivers your food at a perfect temperature and places every item on your shelves. Yeah, it's all a part of the service. There's no lines, there's no crowd, there's no hassles. It's just affordable, healthy food at your fingertips. It's what you want, when you want it. It's just the best. Find out for yourself today.
888-5000.
Guaranteed Foods. Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig, and you're listening to the home of the Royals, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
1-1, bunt, first base side this time. Little has it, he flips it to first base. They get Isbell, but Frazier comes home to score. It's a one-run game at 3-2 on a well-placed sack bunt from Kyle Isbell, who drives in the second run of the game.
It sure was well-placed, well-called. Sean Mernin filling in for Steve Stewart this weekend. Yeah, Kyle Isbell comes to the plate 3 times and does his job every time. Defensively, he had 6 balls hit his way, did his job every time. So without question, Kyle Isbell, today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier, and they've been doing that since 1958. Check it out for yourself. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Izzy with a pair of doubles, second time this season he's had a game with multiple extra base hits. Two doubles, a stolen base, a sack bunt that you just heard, and the RBI plating Adam Frazier there in the top of the seventh to make it 3-2 Toronto. Unfortunately, the Blue Jays would get one in the bottom half of that seventh inning, and that's our final score. Blue Jays 4, Royals 2. The series is evened up at a game apiece. 913-586-7965 is our phone number, and I'm curious if the positivity of the past week has helped you turn the page after this one. Maybe begrudgingly turn the page. But has the good vibes that have been around Kauffman Stadium from the trade deadline to the Grichuk move and the Adam Frazier acquisition and the offense being one of the 10 best in baseball since the All-Star break, has that allowed you to move on from this 4-2 defeat? Kelly in Smithville on the text line. Vern, I'm not worried about this game because every time we have a big game, we lose the next day. So tomorrow is important. I'm still hoping for October baseball in Kansas City. Well, Kelly, I'll tell you this. If that continues, what you're talking about, they're not going to October. Because they need to put a run together. Okay, maybe not a 15-5 run, but a 12-6 type of run. And it's tough to do that if you're not putting consecutive games together. I appreciate you listening. Will from the 660 says he's frustrated. Vern, I've been positive all year, but the inconsistency in approach is maddening. One day they're taking pitches, being patient, going the other way, getting runners across. The next day it's back to swinging out of our shoes. Will in the 660. Let's go to J-Dub. You're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals fall to one game below 500. J-Dub, what's happening?
Verninator's in the house, is like he always is. I have a quick question for you. So my question to you, in your opinion, is that I know we've struggled on two-thirds of the year. We have men on base. Those cats are swinging for I-70. Do you think that the coaches have told them, at least by now, look, base hit, you got a guy on first, we got a guy on second, got a guy on third. Let's move them around. Let's score, because we've lost a lot of games that would have been, within one or three runs. And I think that they just need to get some base hits instead of being a hero and sending us in with, ended up with a zero. And I appreciate the move on the traditional name of Yastrzemski. He did good the other day. I appreciate you, Vern. J-Dub says he's out.
J-Dub, thanks for the phone call. Again, Kyle Isbell, today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Izzy batting .333 since the All-Star break. Now that opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Question here from the 816. Is Cole Reagans coming back this season, or does it depend on success towards the end of September? Yes. Yes to all of it. Reagans is trying to come back. If he could join a playoff chase, I'm sure he would return maybe a touch bit quicker, right? It's just so far away, right? We're not even to him going out on a rehab assignment. I would say that's still another 3 weeks away, and that might be optimistic. So, yeah, where is this team in 3 weeks? Now, I'm not saying they're going to shut down Cole Reagans. He wants to pitch, and you want him to go into the offseason feeling good about himself. But until he's ready to face hitters, it's too difficult. Again, there's just so much nuance to everything. It's not as black and white as maybe we want it to be. So I'm sorry, I'm stammering here, having a tough time answering that question. It's just, if the Royals lose the next 12, I'm going to let Cole Reagans take his time. Sure, I still want him to get back to the big leagues.
still want him to take some positive momentum into the offseason. But if the Royals win the next 12 and Bailey Falter pitches his tail off coming up Monday in Boston, and then Ryan Burgert pitches really well at Fenway on Tuesday, and these guys are holding it down, okay, maybe the plans change where, yeah, you still want Cole Reagan stretched out, but shoot, man, if you can just get back here and pitch a few innings here and there, maybe have that Chris Bubich role from a season ago. So much of it depends on tomorrow, the series in Boston, the series in Minnesota. What do they do against the Washington Nationals? Bottom line is this. If Cole Reagans is healthy and wants to pitch, he's going to pitch. Let's hope he's healthy, and let's hope that, well, I know he's going to want to pitch, but let's hope that his body allows him to pitch. Thanks for listening. Text line is always there for you. So is our phone lines. Don't forget, 913-586-7965. That's the number for the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Guy in Gladstone writes in, expressing his excitement for Max Scherzer to pitch for the Royals at the age of 45. I've seen plenty of Max Scherzer. I've been able to put those mental snapshots away where I'll always remember being there watching the Hall of Famer. But no, I don't need to see him in a Royals uniform. And I don't know if he has another 4 years in him. I see the Rally Mantis on the text line. He's celebrating Salvador Perez, as you should. Salvi's only 10 RBIs away from matching Amos Otis for third most in Royals franchise history. 913-586-7965. We have anything else of note from the text line? Dan and KCK giving some love to Salvi as well. Again, acknowledging Salvi for setting a new franchise record. Ninth season with 20 home runs. Speaking of Salvi, his former backup, Freddie Fermin, makes his Dodger debut tonight. I know what I'm doing. 9-10 for the first pitch. Padres, Cardinals. I mean, it's just so easy to root for the Padres. Freddie Fermin, Ryan O'Hearn, and they're facing the St. Louis Cardinals. Yes, please. Okay, so Freddie hitting ninth, catching tonight for the Friars. 9-10 for the first pitch. Tomorrow, it's Seth Lugo and Chris Bassett, and the first pitch is at 12:37. The rubber game in Toronto. Best team in the American League, and a Royals ball club that is, well, once again, trying to get back to 500. Once again, trying to make any rumors about postseason play returning to Kansas City, trying to make those rumors appropriate. You got the right guy on the hill, I'll tell you that. I'll talk to you Sunday morning at 11:30. James Howell, thank you very much for the help back in the studio. Always great working with you. Kansas City, always great talking with you. We'll do it again tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes the catch, a tag and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Byrne during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.